Government policies and regulations. Government policies and regulations can determine exactly what a country can and can't do in terms of conducting international trade. Nations can impose tariffs on the importation of certain goods or raw materials, thereby protecting their own manufacturers, producers, and produce growers from increased competition. Non-tariff barriers can also be placed on imports, like a quota that limits a product in units or value for a specified period of time. Cabotage laws may require domestic transportation be used for transit between two domestic ports, which can reduce transportation equipment utilization and efficiency. For example, cabotage laws were relaxed in the EU, but the USMCA has restrictions on trucks from Mexico. Other barriers might prohibit the importing of certain plants or produce that have had high rates of pest infestation. Product safety can also be a cause of forbidding the import of goods that might be dangerous to a particular geographic location, such as earthquake-prone Japan, requiring refrigerators that won't fall over when tilted 10 degrees. A government may institute an embargo as a result of political tension between two countries, as the U.S. did with Cuba in the late 1950s. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, an embargo is a ban established by a nation's government that prohibits individuals or organizations from conducting any trade with individuals or organizations from another particular nation. Embargoes impact citizens by depriving them of goods that they are used to having access to, like petroleum products, and are a way of putting pressure on a country's government leaders. Even government-sanctioned national holidays can impact international logistics and shipments due to business and government agency closings during those periods. For example, the Chinese New Year celebrations last more than 2 weeks, and during that time many companies are closed and there are no shipments in and out of the country. Government policies and regulations can also be intended to reduce transportation bottlenecks. For example, as part of an executive order as a reaction to supply chain disruptions, in March 2022, the U.S. government launched a public-private partnership between government and industry called the Freight Logistics Optimization Works, FLO, initiative. Its intent is to create a freight information exchange system for businesses, warehouses, ports, and others. The network helps organizations share data to reduce port bottlenecks and other areas of freight congestion. The program helps participants forecast how current capacity and throughput will fare against future demand. The U.S. Department of Transportation acts as an honest broker. The partnership started with 18 members and as of 2024 had 76 members.